I don't usually make New Year's resolutions, but this year I'm making an exception. Something is going on across the land that is ugly. Political candidates making hateful speeches, crowds roughing up people with whom they don't agree, gun violence on every news channel. We see it in racist slogans, in-your-face bumper stickers, rude public behavior, even aggressive driving. Somehow it feels as if the civic compact is breaking down. Remember the civic compact? That we all share a common nation, common ideals, common rights, and that with those rights comes the responsibility to act responsibly in a way that honors those ideas and benefits the community. I recall summers during college when, too poor to travel any other way, I spent my summers hitchhiking across the country. I carried a few hard-earned bucks in my pocket for emergencies, a red backpack, and a guitar. I was always a little surprised at how many African Americans stopped to give me lifts. A man in Charlotte driving his family home from church, an elderly fellow in a battered pickup truck. He said he'd done some hitching himself in younger days. "There's lots of fellows out on the road, and every one of them has a mother," he said, "and they aren't all them bad sons." Still, I wondered if I were a black vagabond, how many white drivers would stop and pick me up. And pick me up they did, a rodeo hand in San Bernardino, a Mormon in Utah who let me stay in his guest house for a couple of days, three convicts on parole from the prison in Huntsville, Alabama, a group of retired railroad brakemen traveling down the Outer Banks in an RV the size of a Greyhound bus, a vanload of surfers from Florida, two aging jazz musicians coaxing an old VW microbus over the pass to Truckee, California, a governor's aide in Denver. None of them asked about my religion or my politics. None of them cared about my race or ethnicity or how long my grandparents had been in the country. They were just kind. They shared their hospitality and sent me on my way. There was nothing in it for them. So here's my resolution. Every day when I wake up, I will do so determined to do one act of kindness, not just for the people I love, but for the grumpy coworker or the stranger in the supermarket checkout line, or the driver trying to merge into my crowded lane, or the homeless guy standing at the traffic light. I'm no saint. I lose my temper like everybody else, have cranky days, get frustrated and overwrought. But I am going to try my best to provide a little of that social lubrication. To remind myself that while we enjoy the right to robust disagreement, that's one of the things that makes us Americans, we also need to treat each other better, in small ways, all throughout the day, in private and in public. I challenge anyone who needs a New Year's resolution to adopt this one act of kindness. Post yours on Facebook, tweet it, hashtag one act of kindness. Share it especially if you witness another person doing it. Maybe if enough people do one act of kindness each day, we can find enough common ground to diffuse the political rancor and elevate the tone of our public debate. One act of kindness, e pluribus unum, out of many, one.